BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ramon Foster Show, which soon enough will have a Ramon Foster component to it. Moan is on his way. Had to take care of his oldest and a couple of errands. He has texted me. He is coming. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging any longer. I do want to let you know, in case you haven't found out elsewhere, that Patrick Queen is about to become a Steeler. And I don't have enough effusives for A, this player, B, this signing, if you've seen the terms, 3 years, 41, C, the timing of the addition, and I could just go right through the whole bleeping alphabet for you. It's unbelievable that the player that I mean, if you've been watching this show, what's the first position that we've named again and again and again and again and again? We have said repeatedly that we're looking at inside linebacker. We have said that time and time again, and we meant it. If you're picking up an inside linebacker, you might as well get the best one on the market. Second team, All-Pro, Pro Bowl guy, younger, someone that you can keep in the fold for a long time. It's just a superlative. It really is. If you guys want to get started on asking some questions and so forth, we can do that again to buy Moan a little bit more time. Right now, all I'm seeing here is a whole bunch of whatever else, which is fun, but it doesn't spark conversation. Rainer just wants to know who got signed. I can't tell if he's serious or not. Swan says, Queen is just such a good get. Omar Khan has made such an impact as GM in only 2 years. He has. But, let's remember that everyone was way, way, way more excited about Omar's work last summer than they were as the season went along. Okay, so don't forget that. You don't want to become, as Ramon often says, you don't want to become Cleveland, where you're winning championships in March. What you have to do is you have to build a team, and you have to build a team that makes sense. Cody says that Patrick Queen has a measly $2.5 million cap hit. I'm not sure if that's accurate. I know that he's got it's a $2.5 million salary. That doesn't mean it's a cap hit. There's also signing bonuses, which do count into caps. If anybody knows, and I mean knows differently, let me know. I don't believe that's accurate. Joe says the Steelers are shoring up the middle. That opens up all kinds of possibilities. Well, I don't know if it opens up possibilities. I feel like it closes off a hole. This team wasn't going to go anywhere with just Landon Roberts and then hoping that Cole Holcomb would heal up. Yeah, that wasn't an option. There was one space above all on the entire roster that was just left kind of, and that was inside linebacker. But the beauty of this one is that this is a hole that's existed ever since Ryan Shazier went down in Cincinnati. This is a hole that's been in place for, close to a decade. And for the Steelers to put someone in the mix who has such a high pedigree, who has such mobility, who's such a modern inside linebacker, the way Shazy was before he got hurt. Shazy was way ahead of his time. You now have someone who's in that spot. And by the way, as Tommaso points out here, he's 24 years old. That's crazy. Josh Grimm says, I don't know how the cap hit works, the full details. Yeah, this is the breakdown of the bonus and the salary. That doesn't tell you what the actual cap hit is. It's not a bad term for the Steelers. By that, I mean length. You're getting him from his ages 24 to 27 seasons. That's the undeniable prime of his career. And according to SpotTrack, the cap hit on that is 6.1. And I'm going to remind everybody, in case it didn't come through loud and clear enough on yesterday's show, they're not spending on quarterbacks. And that's really, it's going to be the elephant in the room here for a while. Because the Steelers, in addition to getting the additional cap space that picked up for everybody, most other teams, if you saw the figures between Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons today, are spending roughly $30, $40 million on the quarterback position alone. Steelers are spending six. That's this. That's this. It's the same dollar figure. Patrick Queen is getting what all of the Steelers quarterbacks are getting right now. Doesn't mean it's going to end up that way. Maybe it shouldn't end up that way, you know, but that's where it's headed. Pittsburgh Hornets asks, I can't tell if this is facetious, but I'm going to give him credit and presume that it is. Says, how will Patrick Queen give us an edge in beating Lamar Jackson? Does anybody want to help me answer that one here? How will the Steelers get an edge in beating Lamar Jackson? Let's see how fast you can type and answer Hornets' question here. I'm buying you time here. Go ahead. How will Patrick Queen give the Steelers an edge in beating Lamar Jackson? He is fast is the wrong answer. Make him pass is the wrong answer. Because Queen seals off the edge is the wrong answer. How will he help the Steelers develop an edge? And yes, Toddy finally comes in with the right answer. The Steelers don't have a problem beating Lamar Jackson. They always beat Lamar. They already have an edge against Lamar. They have his number already. Just having some fun here today. Ramon just texted that he's in his driveway and everything else, and look who we found.
Man.
How about that?
Whew,
take a deep breath, big guy. This is like running drills on the first day of the trove.
It's like
you
my
had
rookie years.
In front of your street? What happened over there?
Yeah, man. Well, they're light poles and stuff like that, man. They always got construction up and down our two-way street. So that slowed me down a little bit right there. Oh, golly. We're here.
So, we're here, and Patrick Queen is here. That is quite the thing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Moan, I was just sharing with everybody, what's the one position you and I have been talking about above and
linebacker,
beyond all others? And
off
what's
ball.
The one player? What's the one player that we valued above any other?
You said it was the linebacker, man. We've been searching for a guy since Ryan Shazier. You move it up in the draft to go get a dude like that. From my understanding, Patrick Queen is a side-to-side guy, can get to the quarterback, type of dude.
Yeah.
And you have a dude like him. Now, of course, a lot of people are going to say, I see the bell right there. A lot of people are going to say, well, it's because of Roquan. The people that I've talked to around that organization that have been involved with it too have said, no, he was just turning into himself when it comes down to what Patrick Queen has turned into this year. Now, granted, having a good Robin or good Batman, whichever one you want to call him, is a plus. That is a bonus all day long as far as Roquan.
Sure.
And Patrick Queen together. But from my understanding and folks that I talked to, he was going to turn into this. And I think you hear, I think everybody saw the quote that he had with Coach Tomlin. I think everybody.
Fantastic.
Is that not the time?
We're going to talk about that too.
However,
the barber comes through with a very fair admonition here that it is time to get that bell.
He did. I actually love this right here, DK. Hit that bell, and they're using bell peppers. Love that. We ready?
Yeah. Man, when you have a day like this, people will get excited. They'll get like crazy excited. Mm-hmm. And I just reminded them of something that you often bring up here, which is don't go the full Cleveland here.
Yeah, don't act like Cleveland. You are 100% correct, DK. Do not act like Cleveland, man.
Joe Donovan says this defense is going to be dangerous. Moan, is that a fair assessment? I mean, obviously, nobody got super excited about this defense in 2023, but was that just because of the, you know, the injuries?
Man, just to play devil's advocate here, one, it's offseason. Joseph, I'm with you in that assumption. By the way, Joseph, great question. You at the uncle's table, man. Go ahead and get you one of those memberships, man, that we talk about. Like, subscribe, share, all those things. But here's the thing about it. It is the offseason. We got to get through camp. And I still say, what are we doing at corner? I know there are bodies there that we like. I know there's players. But Joey Porter Jr. going into that second year, to me, I think I'll say this, when it comes down to support that the front line has, even if you're keeping, and James has a star. I got a star next to one of his questions as far as Landon Roberts, Cole Holcomb, and Quan Alexander. Like, I don't know what you do with one of those three, but think of the job that they did last year amongst the three of them. And if you add a guy like Patrick Queen into the fold, I'd say this, I expect it to be better. I expect them to be able to support the run game. I expect them to be able to see ball, hit ball, and go. Those are the things that I'm expecting out of this defense. There will be plays to be made on this defense. It is on any team, okay? But it does help shore up, because that's the one question we all had. Where is the stability and the mainstay at the off-ball linebacker position? And we at least get this guy, if he proves he's worth it, for 3 years.
And he addresses just – it almost feels like early last season, you just mentioned all three of the guys that Omar brought in.
Yeah, right here.
Summer.
Right there.
And yeah, and there they are. Now, the out of those three, Quan was a 1 year. Yeah. The other two had multiple years, okay? But we don't know what Holcomb's status is. I didn't like what I heard from Omar in Indianapolis as it related to Cole, where he just said that was a very bad injury in terms of giving an update. Okay, that was – it sounded like it was his way of saying, hey, just – you know, let that one go.
Yeah,
let that one go. But I look at Landon Roberts and I see a wonderful complimentary piece. And I feel like there's still one more player that will be needed, whether that's a healthy Holcomb or someone else. You know, Quan's injury wasn't all that pretty either.
No.
So you're talking about –
age plays a factor. Age plays a factor in recovery for him.
But just to finally have the inside linebacker spot where it needed to be all along.
Yeah.
Think about the ripple effect, Moan. Think about the impact. Just say, for example, on a player like Minkah Fitzpatrick. I don't want him at the line of scrimmage.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean?
He's better suited as a cleanup.
That's it. Wild card. Go get the football. Don't worry about us. We got you.
And to that point, and he made Pro Bowl last year too, because I think people know what Minkah's capable of. So
yeah,
he made the Pro Bowl anyway.
On his name.
But his effectiveness that he has, though, is much better suited when we saw him in with the 49ers, right? When he single-handedly dismantled the Cincinnati Bengals a game or two. Remember those types of games where he can just float and do his thing and be that shark in the middle of the field?
Yep, that's really good. Yeah, the shark is really good, because that's what he has. That he's got that fin poking up back there. He's got the quarterbacks all scared out here. Now it's Brian Jonker says that Queen is not seen as good in pass coverage. Pass coverage is an acquired skill, isn't it, Moan?
It is.
I don't think you roll out of the womb good in pass coverage.
No, you do not. It's just like pass protecting. The reason old linemen like the run block better is because that's what we're good at first, or we're supposed to be good at first. It's a lot of anxiety to pass protect, and it makes sense for a guy like him. He's a big athlete, okay? He's good side to side, but of course, finding his way. One thing that I was told about him is this is where he needs to start his next level of growth. He's a guy that, for a coach absolutely loves a Patrick Queen, because when you give him the game plan, he going to know it, he going to execute it, and he's not going to deviate from it. That last part to me, though, DK, is what separates the goods from the greats. You have to be able to deviate from the game plan at times and just go make a play. The one I always bring up is Troy Polamalu, right? Why in the heck is Troy around the line of scrimmage? You know?
He had to be. Dick LeBeau had no choice. Do you think Coach LeBeau wanted him up there with you guys?
But here's the thing, though.
In practice?
Troy would bait us and then just go straight into coverage. That's my point, is he would come Patrick Queen doesn't necessarily deviate from the plan is what I was told, which is a great thing. Assignment, you will never blame him. Knowing what to do, you'll never blame him. But that's also where you expect a guy like him, instinct to kick in, football growth to kick in. Like, hey, this is bull crap right here. They're not about to run this. So check out of it. That's what you want from a guy like him. And now that he has his defense, and that's what we got to call it. Cam is a little older, right? TJ's still in his prime. But the middle linebacker, Mike Green Dot, is the guy that makes that defense his defense. So what I'm hoping is the fact that he learns the DNA of it, the way the structure of it is set up, that if he sees something from an offense that's not within their realm of operating, he's able to check and get out of something and just deviate from the plan in a good way. That's the next step to where, you remember I told you the other day, how long does it take to make a good offensive line? Well, first we start communicating, we over-communicate. Then we start lightly communicating. Then we get to a point where we won't say nothing. That's where we're looking for a guy like Patrick Queen to get to, is that space as a pro. And that right there takes you from good to great, or good to very good.
Before we go to break, Phantom says that the Steelers have one starter capable corner on their team. The corner has to be addressed.
It does.
Okay. And it's not going to be Corey Trice. Corey Trice isn't just going to wave a magic wand and come in and be completely available to you as a starter. He's just not. He has to go through some tests. Okay, meaning on the field, meaning in games with that knee, which he's had hurt twice now. He has to prove himself from a health standpoint. But, yeah, Joey Porter Jr. is going to need something here. When we come back, we're going to go hard into the only segment that actually matters.
And I promise you that's, hey, I won't be long today. I'm a short answers. I'm going to get y'all in and get y'all out. But it's, hey, Mom.
Let's do it.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back. He is, by the way, Ramon Foster. He's in Hendersonville, Tennessee. 11 years starting guard in the National Football League. All 11 of those. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. I'm in Ottawa getting ready to cover Penguins versus Senators. Literally down the road here. It's 0.9 miles away. Do I walk it or do I Uber it? That's like right in that zone, Moan.
Right in, you know? That depends on how your feet feel.
Okay,
fine. You take that walk right there, and weather.
It's a little bit downhill too. I could do this, couldn't I?
Yeah, no, that's easier. Catch one of those little scooters.
You can't find random scooters in Canada.
Oh, that's right. You are in Canada. My bad.
They have little snowmobiles out there. There's actually no snow out here. It's 50 degrees and sunny. There's no snow on the ground in Canada. You talk about weird weather, huh?
Yeah, nah. Well, groundhog.
Oh,
is right.
Here we go. Steven wants to know what you think of this proposal. JPJ on one side, and of course, Legarius Sneed on the other. This is what happens too, isn't it? Everybody gets greedy on a day like this. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
some more. Come on.
You remember just yesterday? It was all Mike T is in the way, and the conversation him lying to us and stuff. And we talked about what we thought that Russ' conversation was like. I think we saw how Russ was able to stay in Pittsburgh by how Patrick Queen and Coach Tomlin conversation went. But Janarius Sneed is a guy to me. You got to give up at least a two from what everybody is saying. You got to give up at least a two for a guy with him. You may be able to give up a three and a five, but here's the thing. You pick 20th, you pick 51st. If you give up that second round pick, you don't pick till 84. Now, I know what you're saying. Okay, we get Sneed.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I know, but of course, DK, it's a matter of paying him also and making it work. I like the idea. You got the picks to do it. How many they got all together? Seven picks.
Seven, they
got
them. Mm-hmm.
First, second, third, fourth, two fourths, fifth, sixth, and 1-7. That's actually pretty daggum good, DK. I get that up.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good question here. Steve says, hey, Mellon, which Derrick Henry are the Ravens getting? For anybody missed that, Henry is going to Baltimore.
He is. I said this, and I won't crap talk him at all, but when we played him, I said this on my show in Nashville, we didn't fear Derrick Henry. Okay? Like, as far as the Steelers' defense was concerned, he needed a lot of reps to get going. If you stop his reps from get going, then you have the ability to win the game. When it comes down to Derek playing in the AFC North, I am very much intrigued. Yes, he has a run-first team in Baltimore. I think Derek's situation may be short yardage, goal line. He can't get it in the end zone. That's what I see his effectiveness be. When it comes down to him getting 22, 25 reps a game, Baltimore doesn't do that with their running backs. And again, I'm interested in six games: Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. I want to see how he does against those guys. So I don't know what he is. I just know how they can use him. They can use him in third and twos, goal line situation, first and four, and they need a big back to push the ball in. He gonna move the ball. But does he have that breakaway speed or that war of attrition that it takes to play in the AFC North? And yes, I'm very biased in saying that, DK. Tell me to be quiet if I'm being too cocky about the North.
You're good. You're good. I have some of our Canadian friends who are on the program today are letting me know that I know this. I've been outside today. It's 50 degrees and beautiful. And it's just, you know, it's really, really nice. I'm told that it's 100 times even better back in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, oh, no. Hornet says, you ought to walk.
You ought to.
That's terrible. Take it back, man.
Please take that back. I love a good dad joke, though. I'll be real with you.
Take it back. Ben Johnson wants to know about trading back in the draft. Are the Steelers really in a spot where they would say, you know what, let's put it this way. More and more of the discussion, peripheral discussion, of course, not internal, which we'd never be privy to, is that the Steelers would be looking at an offensive tackle again and just set themselves up with bookends, you know, for years to come. I don't know how crazy I am about that. It doesn't feel like a need as opposed to a want. What's your thought?
I see the payoff of it from Detroit right now. Detroit can make any move they want to because they got their O-line and D-line together for the most part. That's the flexibility it gives you. I'm with you as far as getting weapons. I don't know which quarterback is going to receive those weapons, but I'm all in on a D-tackle at 20, and corners are still available. I actually see them moving forward before I see Pittsburgh moving back. That's how I feel about that one, DK. To accumulate more draft stock, more draft capital, I love it. But I think there's a player or a corner that's there that they can potentially move up for without giving up a whole lot. May just give up one of those sixes and a swap of draft picks or something like that. I don't know about moving back because here's the thing. At 20, you still can get a good tackle, but that's the prime positioning for a center. If you like Zach Frazier, if you like Jackson Powers Johnson, that's a great spot for our corners that are coming out in this draft. I think Quinyon Mitchell is gone by that time, but there's other dudes that are in that conversation that you feel good about as far as picking at 20. That's a prime spot to me of a lot of good talent before it falls off the cliff. Because y'all got to remember, I told you, the conversation at the Combine and the Senior Bowl, I went to both, was this. The back end of this draft, not great. Rounds 1 through 4.5 may be where you want to get as much as you possibly can early, because so many of those juniors or seniors went back to college because of NIL.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a clearer idea who they are on top of everything else here. Cool Rays points out correctly that offensive tackle's loaded in this draft, and that's always a way to look at this stuff. Let's say, for example, Moan, I've brought up – I don't know how many people have, but I've brought up wide receiver.
I
look at – yeah, you see what I'm saying? Deontay Johnson is 28 years old. I don't believe he's getting traded or any of that stuff. I think you just ride him out.
Yeah,
like you have one more year of him, okay, and you just kind of let that go. But once Deontay's gone, you have George Pickens, whatever. What does your wide receiver crew really look like in terms of just basic, standard, non-gimmicky, non-one-trick pony wide receivers? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like a guy not it's going to sound weird, but at 20, he may be available a second round if you go a different position. If we're talking about the role that Deontay plays, a young cat out of Georgia who's had a little bit of an injury issue, but I like him in the second, maybe third round, Ladd McConkey. He ran a 4.3 at the combine. He always finds to get open. He's a dude, man, that separates well. Now, you're talking about a one-trick pony, always open, DK, plays a slot. Can go outside, can hit you with the double move. The speed is validated because it's there. Played in the SEC also, but not just him, man. Adonai Mitchell will be there. Keon Coleman will be there at that position right there, man. And just a lot of other dudes that you say to yourself, we can get them. Brian Thomas Jr. is another guy out of LSU at wide receiver at 20. That's a justifiable pick to me. Though at 20, those are justifiable picks if you choose to go center in the first round or something like that.
Love this from Rochelle, not to be confused with Rochelle, the sponsor of the program. Rochelle says, hey, Moan, do other teams outside the division, meaning non-AFC North teams, really hate playing AFC North style of football?
I think so. I
tell us why. Give us something here. That I knew you'd say yes, but why? You're down there. We're not.
I am. Here's the thing about it, because the level of competition is so high. Like, our division stays as pure as it's ever going to get, at least on one side of the ball. You know you're going to get defense out of the North. You know you got to fight every single play. And the notoriety that we get because of two teams, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I think lends itself to believing that is the creme de la creme of all divisions. You got four teams that can make the playoffs at any point in time and almost every year. No other division has that. And when we were on the field, when it comes down to playing, they brought it. I was talking to a guy this last Friday that played in a different division. Uh-huh. NFC West, AFC East, played in both of them. You know what he had to say about the D-line? Man, y'all got some dogs over there, man.
On your side. I remember you telling me this. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's different. And then he started naming off guys, reeling off guys that he hated to see every once every 4 years and stuff, just on the basis or – of just how they are. And here's the other part too, the speculation on players, like how they feel about them. Like he mentioned Cam and he mentioned TJ and all those types of things. It's different. I'm telling y'all, it take pride in that North. Yeah, Ron, physicality at its best.
It's I always get that sense, and I don't care who's going to get offended by this statement, but if I turn on, you know, a network, you know, random game, okay, which is pretty rare because I'm usually somewhere covering the Steelers. But let's say they have a Sunday off.
Yeah.
And I put on a random and I see Baltimore at fill in the blank. I think to myself, man, fill in the blank's in for a rough day. And they don't want this. Okay. But I also think it, don't get mad at me. I also now kind of think it when Cleveland is there. Because they try, certainly on the defensive side, to play that style of ball. And when they had the running back.
Not Kareem Hunt.
No, brilliant running back.
Boy, Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
No, Chubb.
When they had Nick Chubb, they were also playing an AFC North style of offensive football where it was just punishing, punishing, punishing. The Bengals never really fit that or seldom
had
fit
an era.
That. Had an era where they were that on the defensive side.
Yeah, on the defensive side. You know, they just never had the quarterback in Cincinnati up until late.
Oh, they've got a quarterback.
Yeah, they do. No. They got one now.
No, I think it's let's take care of some business.
So real quick, I got one, man. Give me 1 second. I got you right here. Mm-hmm. Richard Wise with a Z says, do you like the idea of trading Deontay Johnson to Kansas City for Snead? No, because here's the reason. You're trading Deontay, who's a weapon, for Snead, who's also a weapon, but you also got to pay Snead too. And they're probably going to want to pick. And they might not value a guy who's on an expiring contract as equal value. So you might have to give up a draft pick. This is a little more embedded than you think it is right there, Rich, as far as trading Deontay for him.
This is good. Denny wants to know if you think Art Rooney will allow Patrick Queen to rock his familiar number 6. It would be unusual to see a linebacker in Pittsburgh wearing a number 6.
Yeah, I doubt that. He might get close to it. He might go. Nah, I was gonna say he might pick number 8, but that number.
He could have 56, right? It was Lamar Woodley's old number.
I see him doing that. He might end up picking a 20s number or something like that. That wasn't no slight at Kenny either. Okay, let me say.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think you're gonna see that. Zach says, "Dream scenario is bringing in Legarius Sneed, drafting Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, the center that Ramon's been praising here for quite a while. What position would you rather address, Moan, in the first round?
If it ain't center or one of those corners that happen to slide, because maybe it's a push on quarterbacks, if it ain't center, give me a wide receiver, I think.
All right.
Yeah, if it ain't a center, give me a wide receiver. It's a good tackle you can get in a second.
Tommaso says, Mike Tomlin, you're not a Raven. Go ahead and share the story, Moan. It's fantastic. This is involving Patrick Queen.
I can't imagine hearing him saying that, but I could see him saying that. He said Mike Tomlin used to tell him on whenever they played him, he used to yell at him, you're not a Raven. You are.
Whenever he would come onto the Steelers sideline or roll in out of bounds on a play, Tomlin would yell at him, you're not a Raven. You're not a Raven.
And in return, Patrick Queen said he always turned it up for those games because – yeah, he got mad. But he understood what the baiting of that was, of saying you belong over here. And I think Coach Tomlin wanted him in that time, but he couldn't get to him because, again, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Finish it, DK.
What were we saying just yesterday, though, about Tomlin as it applies to the way he gets really, really into other players? He gets – I was using the term starry-eyed, okay? Yeah. But he does.
He's a nerd. He'll acknowledge that.
He's just a gushing fan, and he has loved this player for a long time, to the extent that, Moan, that is the cleverest bit of tampering I've ever heard of in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he can say, no, I wasn't saying that I wanted him. Yeah. I was saying I don't think he's worth being on the Baltimore sideline. I was insulting him.
Exactly, man. I was motivating him. Raven. Yeah, can you imagine that being the case, man? And then to go get him. So I know Coach T is polarizing to a lot of people, but for the rust that a lot of you didn't like, you got a Patrick Queen on the back end of that. By the way, if I can be petty for a second, and you know I like to live this life every once in a while, okay? Russell Wilson was tweeting out Queen. That's he tweeted it out like a franchise starting quarterback too. Like he was openly recruiting for that. I just want to throw that out there too. DK always tell me, don't watch what they say, watch what they do. Mm-hmm. And he's tweeting out now like he's the franchise starting quarterback is all I'm going to say on that one.
Papa Ray comes in with 20 gift memberships. That's very appreciated. Papa Ray's been, he's been coming through lately in the clutch here.
Yeah.
Jared comes in with 10. Kay Coon comes in with 10. And Rico, man, we owe Rico one, don't we?
Rico, we do. Rico, we got yours. Let me give the full quote. I have it in my screenshot. Let me get a full quote from Patrick Queen. It goes like this for the ones that didn't hear. When I was on their sideline my rookie year, Mike Tomlin was looking at me and yelling at me, saying, you're not a Raven. You're not a Raven. You're not supposed to be there. You're not one of them. So every time I played them, it was something personal.
That's unbelievable. What would cross his mind? I know, right? But that's the extent to which he doesn't just study the other team. He obsesses over them. And I'm sure when it's in the division, it's a billion times over, like the whole Mr. Chubb thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? who never referred to him as Nick Chubb. It was Mr. Chubb because his respect for a Cleveland running back was just through the roof here. Rico says, at least with this signing, you took everybody's minds off of Russ. This is a big effing deal, and you better believe Khan and Andy Weidel aren't done with free agency. So now inside linebacker isn't a priority in the draft, Moan. What do you think? Do you set it off to the side? You say, well, hey, we just got this kid. He's 24 years old.
I think, you again, good teams stack talent so that they're ready to go when it's their turn.
Yes.
I take one in the third if there's one viable. I don't know if there's a solid first round inside middle linebacker, but there are some good quality third and second round guys that you can potentially get. Now, all of this is contingent upon, of course, what happens the rest of free agency, and if there's a trade to be made too. That's where you go with these types of things. If you're telling me I can go get another guy, right, because somebody traded me someone else, I'll absolutely take that. But it has to make sense when it comes down to it. Great question, by the way. I'm trying to find your other one. Here we go, right here. We had it yesterday. So Rico said
we just accidentally skipped past it, Rico.
Our bad. I got it right here on my phone, as you can tell. Yeah. Rico also asked yesterday with a contribution, much appreciated, said, so DK, what was the better option than sign a Russell Wilson? Tannehill and Mo, I don't think it's fair to say KP isn't the guy. Kenny Pickett isn't the guy. Steelers need to see what he's worth. So why would you just be in on Russ to start? Complicated situation. Beautiful question.
Yeah, my answer to that would be that I was comfortable with the scenario in which Mason and Kenny we're going to be duking it out. And I was also comfortable with a scenario where you would bring in a third guy who would be in the mold of Ryan Tannehill. Someone who'd be older, but also would understand, hey, you know, I'm getting there. You know, this is where I'm going to be. And he also knows the Arthur Smith offense. So I thought, this isn't to sit here and stack Russell Wilson against Ryan Tannehill at any age. So that's the part that gets thrown off here.
Yeah.
So we'll see how – look, we still don't know what they're going to do.
No.
Okay. We don't know how they're going to play this out, how they see it, because there's been zero public comment from absolutely anybody here. JT says, hey, DK and Moan, now we're moving and shaking. Way to go, Omar. Stud players on all three levels of the defense now with TJ Watt, Patrick Queen, and now you're freeing up Minka Fitzpatrick and other priorities for the draft. That's a well-taken comment, JT, but it reminds me, as you worked your way back through that secondary, that this team still needs some help at safety, don't they?
They do. But JT got a great point, though, and it's something I've been saying for this team, I think, for the second half of this season. I wish I could copy and paste what JT said. Stud players on all three levels of the defense.
Yeah.
That matters. That matters big time, man. And yes.
Why is that, Moan? Why?
Because there's leadership. There's respect there. If you telling me you got a Patrick Queen, a Cam, and a TJ, and a Mink on the back end, you know what that do for the rest of the role players or guys that are your core players? It pushes them to answer the call the way they do. Really good players, when they're great teammates, they make everybody else around them better too. That's where when we have linebackers missing run gaps, right? When we have linebackers not knowing what they're supposed to do as far as assignment, what maybe that's the leadership on the field. Maybe that's communication, and that good play, those good players raises all tides, okay? High tide raises all boats, right? Isn't it the way the saying goes? Mm-hmm. Rising tide raises all boats, man, and that's why it's good to have good players at every level.
James says, I seem to remember Mike Tomlin saying in regards to you're not a Raven until you beat the Steelers. That is not Tomlin. That's on their end. They say that. That's an internal. I don't even believe that that's a John Harbaugh thing. Yeah, that's not even a John Harbaugh thing. That is in their locker room. Ask Al about it.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you are not considered to be a Baltimore Raven until you've worn the uniform and beaten the Steelers.
Yeah. Wow. See, I did say this game is what makes you a Steeler. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't winning or losing.
It wasn't. Like, you're not. Yeah.
Now you're gonna come out of this thing beaten, bruised up. Is what this game is going to be. We didn't have that one.
Kevin Fitzgerald says, hey, Moan, it seems to me that this is not the year to trade Deontay Johnson. Last year of his contract, he's going to ball out for his next contract. How do you feel about that, Moan? I have something to offer after you do.
I say this, and it can change the benefit. There is no strong benefit to trading Deontay. In my opinion, again, this is why I've said to you guys, if you trade Deontay, that room gets vastly younger. We're talking about George Pickens being the voice of reasons inside that room. Now, until we see George be more of a vocal leader and do some things, because he had some moments last year that was young guy stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So lots of it.
Yeah, so that to me is why it's affordable to keep Deontay. It's more than just a salary. It's more than just a play. It's, and I know Deontay took a conscious effort to be a better leader to that room too.
Osgood says, let me open this up here. Here he says, hey, DK and Moan, if they somehow, oh, the thing I was going to say about the previous thing.
Yeah.
About the previous question. Craig Patrick, the Hall of Fame general manager of the Penguins, the one who took them to their first two Stanley Cups, used to talk openly about wanting to sign guys in their final year of their contracts. He loved it because he could sit up there in his GM's booth and just say, I don't have to wonder for a single night whether or not they're going to skate hard. Wow. Not one night. It takes it right. I love this. Okay. Because this wasn't some behind the scenes inside info material. He would say this publicly. He wanted those guys to know he saw what they were doing.
Get the most out of them.
And he actually didn't care. He didn't care if he'd lose them.
Wow.
Okay. Because he was just like, I'm just going to get another set of guys on expiring contracts. And that was his supporting cast. That's how he would build it. Osgood says, if the Steelers end up signing Mason Rudolph now, does that mean the end of Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh? Can't see any other scenario. If the Steelers sign Rudolph, if they were to do that, it would cost some money, which is something they're not currently investing in the position.
Right.
And I think from there, if you're Kenny, you say, whoa, hey, what's going on here? Okay. One minute you're singing my praises from the heavens and telling everybody you believe in me and there's going to be a competition. The next thing you're doing this. I think that would be more on Kenny than anything else. Don't you?
Yeah. 100% DK.
Really?
That's on Kenny. I told you if that happens, man, like, the rest of Rico's, I think, question too was to me about Kenny. Like, it's unfair to say he's not the guy. You're right. You are 100% correct. I'm playing the same way as DK said. The Penguins GM plays around. If he's not the guy, if he is the guy, we win. You ain't got to worry about nothing moving forward. I give quarterbacks 3 years. He's going into year three with a new coordinator. With the air quotation marks for me, fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for you. It is unfair to say he's not the guy, but what have you seen to prove that he is? I'll wait. So if
I Mason know you're going to keep waiting. You're going
to
keep waiting.
So to answer the last question, if Mason does get signed, again, I'll ask you guys, are you comfortable as a professional when you know you got two dudes that have performed well either in years past with Russell Wilson or directly in the same building and room as you were last year staring over your shoulder? Again, I have suggested they ain't got to, but hey, man, find me a way up out of here, please. Somebody's going to use Minnesota could potentially use a guy like Kenny Pickett right now. They really have no quarterback. Sam Darnold, I think, just signed there. At least with Kenny, they can get a trial run. I don't know what Sam Darnold is as a starting quarterback, but imagine anybody with Justin Jefferson. You're supposed to cook. So you got a trade partner in Minnesota to me.
Guys, when we come back after this final outro here, we're going to take care of some business here, and then I'm going to start packing up to go to this hockey game. Back to inside linebacker, because that's obviously the main thing of the day, Moan. There's a splash effect, too.
Yeah.
Is that something that when you were playing, it's March, you know, and the Steelers make a big signing or a big addition, did that have any kind of impact on you as a player? I'm talking active player.
To be fair.
Did you go like, hey, yeah, this is great?
No, because we never really signed a dude like that.
That's a good point.
I'm gonna be real. People are asking me what the Steelers gonna do. I was like, man, you know, we don't do nothing to next week. Like, why are you asking me these questions? We signed a punter, by the way. We signed a punter. That was the one thing I said to this person I was talking to. But yeah, you somewhat feel that. And because of availability, Cole might be on the outside looking in, right? If his injury is as crazy as we thought it was, when it comes to Quan Alexander too, there is no obligation to him. I see a Landon and Patrick Queen being the dudes. And again, we're talking about going to get a third rounder maybe to stack depth and stuff like that. But yes, DK, I've seen other dudes have guys sign, especially veteran dudes, and be like, whoa, what the heck is going on? Only time I ever had that feeling, I told you, was the Castro's drafting. Like, it happens. It does. Directly at my position? Like, yeah, of course.
That's different. Yeah, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going checking film. You're doing the whole thing, right?
I'm in the building every day, DK.
There's that, too. Making sure you're saying hi to the janitor
on
the way in at 6:30 a.m. so somebody saw that you were there that early.
The best camp ever, man. Watch me finish this dude right here. But it's a business.
Yeah, that's good stuff here. Robertson Queen is next level good. My respect for Landon Roberts pokes through this ceiling here in Canada. Okay.
Yeah.
He is, well, what was the term here? Next level. He's next level in terms of personality, in terms of team, in terms of commitment, in terms of giving to himself. I keep bringing up, there's a lot of different things you can talk about with the Landon Roberts. And the one that I always come back to is in the playoff game in Buffalo when he went way back in pass coverage and broke up what should have been a touchdown for the Bills. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I do. Yep.
And that's him. He takes so much pride in that because he's heard for years he can't cover. He can't cover. That's why he points to Mark Robinson. He did this after the game. That kid down there, that kid, I just see him. I see myself when I'm younger in him.
That's him.
And everybody telling me what I can't do, what I that's can't real. Do. And I'll be out there on third down for you. Do you need me out there on third down? I'll do that for you. I don't know how much I want him playing. At his age, okay,
deep
I think
coverage.
That's also fair to bring up. That's why I keep saying I'd like to see a rotation like what we saw. You know, let's, man, just for so many reasons, Cole Holcomb, heal up, man. You know,
yeah,
you don't want to see anybody finish a career on the shelf.
No doubt about that. And y'all got to remember, too, last year they're utilizing a three safety set to supplement pass defense defensively. There are ways around it, but DK makes a valid point, man. You get caught lacking. And your linebackers aren't out there, and then they'll start running on you like crazy.
Yeah. But, man, Patrick Queen, that's a difference maker, isn't it?
It is, man. How quickly we change, baby. I love it's y'all. Not. I love y'all. I love every single – it's over 1,100 in here right now, DK. But, boy, yesterday was a different tone. Than today is, man. I freaking love y'all for being here for that.
I'm not going to be able to pull off a show tomorrow, Moan, because I'm going to be traveling back from Ottawa.
Okay.
So we can do one on Thursday after they sign like seven other guys.
Of course.
Does that work for you?
It works for me too.
You Thursday? All right. That.
Yeah, no All doubt. Right. Hey, man, here we go, good people. I love this. Omar is cooking. I see you. Let's see Queen B. Oh, man. Love it. Peace.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Ooh.